It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. My name is Oliver Norville, and it's time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Let's go straight to Mr. Sluggy. Good evening, Sluggy.
Good evening. Blessings. Thanks for being here, my brother. How are you doing this evening, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, Sluggy. How are you doing, my brother?
Yeah, I'm a good man. Anytime in great company, you know, I'm always extremely pleased. You know, as you know, you don't take these moments for granted. As we are aware of what's happening, you know, it's been crazy, especially for us as Starcom colleagues. You know, so we can't take this moment for granted. So
it's true.
I'm extremely pleased and glad to have you this evening. We have a brilliant young man here with us, by the name of Tef Hinkson. He's a wonderful artist, extremely talented. But besides being a extremely talented artist, one of the premier artists, one of the ones I enjoy listening to a lot. He's also extremely intelligent, but he's pushing the culture forward, bro. You understand? Like these youngsters are educating each other, talking and helping each other on how to generate income, how to build generational wealth, how to make money from their craft. And he's still getting other youngsters like himself, or everyone for that matter, a platform as well. So I think, you know, for me, that is what I do. That is all I do. And to see another person and people, for whatever reason, think that I'm great, am I right? Like, people think, everywhere people see me, people think I'm a great singer as well. But I take my time out to make sure I give everyone else a platform. And for someone like him, whom I know, because if I hear it often, especially on Starcom, if I hear it often, I know he had to be hearing it a lot too, how talented he really is. But still, taking the time to give others a platform and a hearing, but all the world educating. And when young people could be so in tune, bro. When young people could be so in tune and have such a sense of that civic duty, which you and I know old time ish. Yeah. And he's a young man. You understand? To have that old time soul is so pleasing, bro. Because you know, civic duty for me and Bim is dying. It's dying, and we think we need to bring it back. You know, simple thing, like simply doing good because you can.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like we don't even have to go deep. We don't even have to be esoteric, Tef. Like we don't have to get down in the box. We could just bring it down very simple. Do good because you can. Do good for that simple reason, and that's always live my life. Just do good because they can, not for the points. Not for anybody to see. I don't care who see. I care nothing about the prayers. You know, everyone love to know that they're appreciated for what they're doing. Sometimes we can't live. We are only human beings. But at the core, you know, some of us really don't care about it. We just do good simply because we can.
Yeah.
And for that, I salute this young man, Mr. Tef Hinkson. Good evening, my brother. And it's such a privilege to have you. And I just want to tell you straight off before you go, congratulations on the good work you are doing. I just want you to keep up what you're doing. I'm seeing all the interviews. And before we start this, I don't usually do this, but before we start this, I want you, because Barbados, we can get into the conversation now, but I want everyone to hear where you can go and watch these interviews. And please watch them. Listen, bro, we have young persons generating $250,000 online. You understand? Using online platforms. And I mean Barbadian artists. Now, Barbados. Here we're telling the Barbados. We have Barbadian youngster generating $250,000 online.
Half a million, really.
Right, good. That we're talking about. You hear?
Not me, by the way, in case anybody listening. Don't come from my pocket.
No. No, you're going to say that. But it's also good because it shows that the avenues are there. It shows that, you know, one time they had gatekeepers, Tef.
Yeah, absolutely.
The one thing that had gatekeepers, and you know, like as an artist, especially if you know your ability, you're trying not to get angry because some people could hold the door shut sometimes.
Yeah.
But and it'd be so pleasing where we can have young people showing others, but listen, no one can truly hold the door anymore, you know. You could do these simple things, generate your own income, and then take your opportunities and your income, and then look to empower others. We don't have to go to anyone's door anymore. We don't go sit on anyone's table anymore. We could build our own tables. And you just corrected me. So VOB 434-1790. Let me get all your numbers first. 434-1790, the nation's number one station. I have lots and lots of goodies today. I don't know if I get to give away anything. I have AirPods from Pawnbrokers. Thank you. It just feels so good when these people reach out to me from the public. Hold on, Sluggy. Some people just come to your TEF. Sluggy, I ain't got no money now, but I got some. I got a store here. I got some new ear. I got some new phones. I got some new AirPods. I just make cakes. I could get 10. Like it's so pleasing to make people just really reach out and be appreciative of what you do. So I want to thank everyone and give it everything. I got cakes from Unique Cooking. We have AirPods from Pawnbrokers International. We got lunch for 3, lunch for 2, lunch for 4 from the cook shop. So it's so pleasing when the public reach out. And I just let you all know, I appreciate it. Whether it's 2 earphones, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's $1,000, whether it's $1,000,000, I appreciate all because I do this strictly for you. So I thank you. Tef, before we get deep in this conversation, yes. I want you to tell everyone where to find the interview because you just corrected me and said, no, Sluggy, it's not $250,000. It's actually $500,000 that this sponsor generated, which the money's not important.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, I didn't
right. Not Tef, just showing what young people are doing that other young people are capable of doing all of also in Barbados. But we want everyone to listen to the interview because in the interview, he also spoke about things like our banking system, which is important for young creatives. So
to give a little background on what Dan is speaking on.
And then let them know where they can find it before we get deep in. Because we want to know where they can find
for
it.
So yeah, good night to everyone. Thanks.
Yes, good night, my brother. Thanks my pleasure.
Thanks for the lovely introduction.
My pleasure, humble. Bro. My pleasure.
Appreciate that I didn't even know you used to bump my music on regular. So appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you too. You know, you're one in the cultural community that took it upon yourself to make sure you make the best of everything that you see around you and give it as much fuel and forward as you can. So people see that. So even though you know you don't do it for the love or the recognition, just letting you know that you're recognized.
I appreciate that, bro. From the heart, I really, really appreciate it. For real.
The interview that you're speaking of, so I generally do interviews. I have a platform called Branchables, but this series is in particular, it's actually with the NCF. So
fine.
So Ashley from the NCF, she would have reached out. They're doing a series, I guess. The whole theme of the series is Chill With. So they probably have myself and a few other people that they approached, if I have it correctly. And then we had to get some people from the arts community, the culture community. I had to get 4 people to interview in 4 different episodes.
Nice.
So I decided instead of randomly getting 4 creatives that I just like, I'm going through their process because of the emergence of crypto and in particular something called NFTs. Now, I know especially on 92.9, less people may know what an NFT is than in general. And that's already something that people are wondering what it is. But I took the opportunity upon myself to use the series to interview 4 people that are in that world and successful in Barbados and learn at the same time. So quickly, you can find the interview series on the NCF's YouTube page. So that's NCF Barbados. Now, an NFT, if you're still wondering what is it I'm talking about, it is a little tough to just convey to the average person, but it's what you call a digital certificate that basically verifies ownership in that world, in that NFT world. And, you know, you pay for, well, if you make a piece of art, it could be anything. So a deed could be an NFT, a photo could be an NFT. This is just a digital certificate attached that verifies ownership on what people call the blockchain.
Yes, music and album. A new album could be an NFT as well. You can say your album is an NFT.
So I am not an expert by any means, but I definitely have a good understanding, especially going through the ins and outs with these artists. So you have Zoe Osborne, you have Chantel Lane.
Yes.
So everyone knows Chantel Lane. She's an R&B artist. Zoe Osborne, she is a 3D artist, a 3D interior designer, you know. She does 3D art. And then you have Philippe Mall, who is the gentleman you're speaking about, and made upward of 480,000 Barbados dollars, selling just four songs, half of an album. And I know there's a lot to take in as a listener, you know, even in the first few days and first experiences of me trying to understand, it was hard to understand. I understand now, but definitely something hard to convey. So I would say you should go check out these interviews on the SNS page. You can also look at what NFTs are, but I was basically exploring if this is the digital goal that Bajan creatives are looking for, because you know, it's never been an easy road for many Bajan creatives, regardless of the genre that you're in, whether it's dance, music, visual art. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and it made things a little bit tougher. So people really had to start looking for ways as an artist to make a career of what you're doing. So, yeah, you could take a look at the series and you can continue to ask me any questions here and I could try to answer them for you.
No, yes, respect that. And listen, listeners out there, and the reason why I love Bill B, because for me, for whatever reason, young people is really flocked to me. I guess because they love I give them. So I choose this station because they will say the other people will more listen to this station. But right. because I'm here, young people can follow. So it's helped create that balance. I force them to love each other. You know that separation that we accustomed to, all the artists and the younger artists have got this huge separation, not only in age, but in understanding, in the way we move, in the vibe we like, in the things we like, in collaboration as well. There are not a lot of collaboration period. Then there's not a lot of collaboration between young artists and the older artists either. So that's the reason why I love using this platform in particular. Instead of using another platform, we will only get the young. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
for me, people, when they first heard about the NFT, how we break it down simply, mind, because at first people might be saying it's just a picture. Or it was someone by a picture.
Right.
That's but they, right. But then first thing people to say, but then I broke it down simply in my mind test. It's like, if you got this piece of art, mm-hmm. you are the original owner of the art, or you own, or the royalties are yours. So whenever this piece of art is used, shown, sold, whatever, the royalties, they come back to you.
That's definitely one of the aspects of an NFT that is a heavy feature.
If correct.
The original owner continues to be paid no matter how far it goes, whose hands it reaches.
That aspect. Right. And obviously, like you said, we are not experts. I'm not expert either. But I make sure I at least understand the basics of it. You get me? Because it is where the world going. And listen, VOB, if there are avenues for us as such a small nation, 166 square miles, just over 280,000 people, if there are avenues for us to go out there in the world and generate income, period, I think we should always explore it. Because they still find that this thing in Barbados about buying online, whether it's art, when it comes to art, especially when it comes to clothes and so on, we are not as afraid, you know, to buy clothes, to buy some shirts, to buy some dresses, to buy some shoes, my order phone or PS5. Like we understand that. But when it comes to online and subscription and purchasing art, I find that we are still a bit timid. So it'd be very, very good for us to understand this digital world.
Yes, and I mean, this is even a little further than that. And yeah, we do have low numbers as far as I remember, just like online credit card use per capita compared to somewhere else as developed as us. Mm-hmm. That's the last numbers I've seen at least. But with this is even further. This is cryptocurrency. So I think actually, no, I think the banks here block crypto transactions. So you can't just get a crypto transaction from anywhere and convert it, whereas in other major places. So the four persons in the interviews I conducted, they're all Bajans, but they all have foreign accounts as well, whether it's US or Canadian. So that allows them to, when they get a crypto transaction, just be able to go to the bank, boom, bam, and that's converted and you got your money, right? But here we don't have that. I don't know. The guys speak about it in the interviews quite a bit. I actually have another interview. The fourth interview would be Oliver Gill. He He's a co-founder of a company called Bit, which is a Bayesian company that was launched a while back that deals with the crypto platform. They actually had a wallet, so this would have allowed us to conduct those transactions, but the wallet is no more. If I remember correctly, there was a crypto conference, or maybe a Bitcoin conference, a few years back. It was at the Hilton, I think. And if I remember correctly, I think the Honorable Prime Minister had appealed to the banks to work with Bit, and they launched M-Money, which is also, a platform for, a platform that Bit launched. It has different services, but
yeah.
The bank, I don't think the banks really worked with M-Money.
So, no.
Right.
No, so there was a, there so was a, wanted,
yeah, listening.
There was a huge problem. There was a huge problem too. Actually one of my personal sponsors, pawn brokers, they used M-Money, and they were also talking about that, and M-Money wasn't able to bank and wasn't able to use certain privileges because they wouldn't be able to get a bank account, and the bank wasn't acknowledging them, and there was so much running around, and it had me so sad. I don't know where to use disenchanted. I don't like if you could have all the air was out to me, bros. Like people here, it is people are looking to be forward thinking and still getting so much pushback. So that's why, like, speaking to people person like yourself, because we need to find solutions, man. Like, there's no reason why and money or something like that shouldn't be extremely big in BIM, because we don't want it to be the only way. We don't want it to be
I think there was some support, not to cut you, there was some support. The interview out right now is Halit Maul, which I said again, once again, is a guy that made about $500,000 from four songs, sold as NFTs. But the final interview is Oliver Gill, who I said, co-founder of Bit. And he said that, he goes on, I'll let him speak about it when the interview drops, but he makes reference to the Canadian banks, you know, blocking, being having a lot to do with that stuff being blocked. And he said that he was, you know, there was public endorsement from the Honorable Prime Minister, and a sandbox environment was created as well. So there was some level of support, but not enough support for things to actually happen. So I'll actually just let him talk about that in the interview that comes, so that, you know, you get all the details. But that's the kind of situation we're dealing with. So we definitely do have to look at if the economy is tight and this is the way the world is going. Yes, I am talking specifically to creatives, but this is something that people can generally benefit from in the world. I mean, there's a whole crypto revolution in the Philippines, I think, where the people that were destitute, that no play games for crypto, and transform their entire family's wealth, you know, just playing games online. So instead of just playing for free, now you're playing for crypto. So yes, we actually speak about being in the metaverse, having an embassy in the metaverse, to know what that means. But I think a lot more has to be done according to everything that I'm hearing.
No, listen, indeed, I want you to speak to why it would benefit us as a whole, right, Tesh? What it would benefit us as a whole, especially the banks, like that problem we have with the bank and the cryptocurrency.
Right.
I just want you to speak, take it to me, explain what it will really benefit us and not just creators. If we get that aspect sorted out when it comes to the crypto and the banks.
Just because there's so many functions of crypto right now. Yes. It's not just trading. I know a lot of people because of, there's one thing I realized trendwise, because I deal with marketing as well, right? And I realized too, because there were a lot of traders that came through the pyramid schemes, I find that people on the outside of that world kind of look at everything and they're schemish and scamish, which is, I understand, natural, but that's so far from what it is. It's good to educate yourselves and learn about what's going on, so that you don't just brush stuff off as being schemish. Because there's so many functions of crypto And if you have your own business and you're trying to reach the world, you're trying to make money from the world, it's a global economy. We only have so many numbers here. Crypto facilitates a lot of just that, online business and international business.
And listen, eventually, Barbados, NFTs are going to be a normal thing. I saw in Canada and America pizza places attaching NFTs to pizzas, but I saw certain stores that sell shoes, Steph.
It's definitely trending. No, as a non-expert, what I would come here and say though is I wouldn't absolutely say I can tell you that it's going to be the next big thing, but it's already in a functioning space. I think that regardless, it depends on your brand too as an artist, because I don't think that every artist can do an NFT, because you have to understand that world too. You have to be an influencer in that world.
Yeah.
And people have to want what you have in that world as well. And then, I don't know. I wouldn't say that's absolutely how things are going to go. I would more so say the crypto world is definitely the future. NFTs is a possibility of the future, but regardless, it is an opportunity that you as an artist or an up-and-coming business person, look at it like a game. You know, before we're playing games for no money. Now we have infrastructure set up. You know, people do legislation all over the world so that this can function. You can walk in the bank and convert what you have. But the point is, find what part of the game you want to play. And that's my assertion. That's not, once again, I got to keep reminding you that I'm not an expert. I just simply dive into things around the culture. And this is currently what I am investigating. And I could tell you, Zoe Osborne, Halik Mall, Chantel Lane. Chantel Lane working right now with Gary Vee and Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
The NFT company, because she sold some NFTs attached to some music that she released as well. So it's funny when I see some people on the other side now laughing like, oh, what's this NFT foolishness, you know? But at the same time, the people making tons of money. So, you know, it could work for some. It can't work for some. I would say research it as thoroughly as you can. Make sense to the industry and try a thing. It's not as simple as just, oh, NFTs is making money, let me turn this into NFT and toss it up. It's a big open world with a lot of people watering it down as well. So have to understand it.
Yeah, and but everything, you know, you would get that, especially when it's trending. You know, you can get a lot of the water down. But what you also sharing your sentiments, and what I will tell persons out there is to, you know, invest 10 hours into it. You know, spend 10 hours researching what NFTs are and their functions, and then spend another 10 hours on cryptocurrency and the whole, you know, like dedicate 20 hours of your life to doing it. And like Tef said, not saying that it will work for every artist, not saying it will be the biggest thing ever soon. We're not saying it will surely work for everyone, but what we are both saying is that it's something that should be explored.
For instance, the artist Zoe Osborne that I would have interviewed.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the artist she was telling me about, but she does something called onboarding, which is that's if I want to mint an NFT, which is basically just creating the NFT, having it put up on the platform. There was some artist that's popular. I don't know if in the real world he probably got like millions of followers, maybe or hundreds of thousands. I can't remember the story exactly. But when he entered the NFT world, he put out his NFT, you know, and he was figuring that, you know, it would sell. And it took a real long time to sell, if it even sold at all. So he came by, he was like, man, I thought this would move. But she was trying to explain to him, you could be an influencer in real life, but in that world specifically, you have to be an influencer amongst the people that own the cryptocurrency. Ethereum is the cryptocurrency attached mainly to NFTs. So just saying that to say, when they say on the left that Halik Mall was able to generate, and even though I said he made the half mil on the four songs, but he actually made a lot more money on NFTs as well, just selling other NFTs. So who knows how much he's made, but he actually started a collective called Holders Land. So if you're an artist, you could go and follow Holders Land on Twitter and Instagram and get some more information. You can reach out to Halik Mall You can chat my page too if you want to find where you could find him. Chantel also is very open. I know Chantel is a big superstar, mega star in the world, but she's also open to messages. You could just find her on Instagram and message her, and she will reply to you once. You know, you're asking something of worth. So it's not just me and you, Sluggy. Other people that you can reach out to, real expert.
No, for real, for sure. Lots of people can reach out to, and it must salute Chantel. It must salute Chantel, and I'm doing big things. But like you said, she's also very open. I actually watched a couple Instagram lives with her, more than a year ago, bro. Way more than a year ago, speaking about NFTs and that they're coming, and it wasn't big yet. And she was on her Instagram, and I was in tune from them. So it's great. And Barbados, go and check it out. NFTs, especially younger persons, go and check them out online. Excuse me. Definitely a different avenue. No tech for us in Barbados, especially in entertainment.
Yeah.
And traversing this path, this lovely path of being an entertainer.
Right.
Coming into the game, what was your goal and what was important to you coming into the game, and what is important to you now as an artist? Coming into the game, I want to know, I know it's sending you back.
Yeah, that's fine.
When you first come into the game, I want to know what was your goals and your focus, and what are they right now?
Well, firstly, I can take a step back here. I know this show, Nobby Clark, legendary Nobby Clark, is a part of this show, right? So I know for being a rapper, right, and having my bars as an artist, but a lot of people don't know that the real original Bajan rapper is Nobby Clark. Ah. He's the original hip hopper when it was old school times, long before the rap that we listened to. I don't even know. He's not in the studio anymore, is he?
No, he's not here, but I can attest to that fact, you know. Nobby was one of the old school, the early old school guys.
What type of years we talking about then?
You're talking about probably
86?
Nah,
87?
No, you're earlier than that. You're talking about
before that. My man's a real old,
before 86?
Yeah, you start sure. With the genre, be like, you know, sure. I found out later in life, and it was more shock. My man freestyle for me already, too. And I couldn't believe it. So yeah, I just had to mention that.
Nice.
Nobby Clark. But coming in, my first intention, you know, with music, it just ended up being one of those things I traded up with a friend, and it ended up being something that everybody was kind of, Bajan terms, freaking out over when it dropped. So I was like, well, this is the first thing that I got such a across the board, people love it reaction. So I just figured I would do it. I always like music. Mm-hmm. I think up to the age of 11, I was in a national choir, you know?
Nice.
So I always loved music. In class, I used to be singing all these different songs and things, you know? Even get in trouble every now and again. But so coming up in square, I always liked it. So my aim was just really to be able to see if I could take the talent and make a career out of it, you know. At this stage now, my intent, over the time of doing music, the intentions continue to adjust.
Yes, always
adjust, because there's always a different, you always see a different reason for why you're doing what you're doing. So
correct.
I would say for me, I just, the fact, like, I dropped an album a year ago, just like December 31st, 2020. I got the Gainon Award for Hip Hop Artists, and that's a People's Choice Award. So, you know, things like that will show you that you're still impacting people. People definitely still want to hear what you have to say. I appreciate what you do. You know, I would have, since it's an international genre, I would have had it out. You know, I would have been in Canada and the States and these different places, moving around with the music. But I find in the last few years, I took a focus back on here, right? In my travels, one of the things that stuck out to me the most is people will always ask me about other artists. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, just making sure. Sorry. People always ask me, what about the other artists, you know, running around in Rihanna land? And that will always stick out to me because I will always be well received. I will always be well received, but I would just realize that they were looking for a scene per se, you know. But here, because we don't have much of an industry structure, there's no real scene that could be. Everybody kind of doing their own thing, you know. People are like, you're not trying to pull together people in this corner, and then you got like, you know, getting on trying to pull together. People always trying to pull together and build something of it, but there are a lot of elements being neglected if we want to actually call. All the industry here, especially with trying to focus. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, you're good. No, it just get a stick for 2 seconds, but you're good now.
Yeah, I saw a stick on the screen, so this one.
Yeah,
you're
good now.
Yeah, so basically, I just wanted to come put some focus back on here because there's some things that if you don't do it, nobody else can do it, and I feel responsible. I feel responsible enough to be able to focus on myself, Tef, and what I'm doing, still be able to land a hand in the position that I am in to push in. I don't like to say pushing because that's not what I don't like that word. I like to find a way to highlight.
Correct.
Or inspire an idea that could lead other people to even highlight.
Yes.
Things. It's not about me per se and that is more so. Let me take a step back. In life, you gotta find meaning, right?
Yes.
You know, that's how you get motivation for life. If you don't have meaning, you can live a miserable life, right? So I would say at this stage in my life, and I'm glad you asked me the question because this is something I was meditating on recently. But at this stage in my life, I like to center everything that I'm doing on. I like to align everything on central meaning. And at this current stage, I want to be able to impact and improve things in Barbados for Bajan creatives to be able to have a viable career. So anything I do, I want it to be able to take steps towards people in the arts being able to have a more easily viable career. So if there's me as an artist, but all the rest of me kind of pumping into that. I also have a company called Nature Mix, you know, me and some partners, which is a soil company. So I don't know if anybody in the studio uses soil, but you could check out Nature Mix as well. But apart from that, that's what I focus on. So I have some big plans this year that you're going to see me unfolding shortly that will add towards that theme.
Well, no, brilliant, brilliant. And earlier when you said life must have some purpose. That's how you get motivated. And then you said before that, so many things is necessary. You need to do them. Otherwise, nobody else ain't gonna do them.
Yeah.
Sometimes, bro, that is the harsh reality. That was one of the realizations I also came to, and the reason why I started Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme out of a necessity is saying, well, I think a lot of things need explaining and speaking about. Yes, the talk shops is okay, you know, I don't mind the talk shops, but I find that a lot of educating and solutions were needed, because I find that we were having a lot of problems. And it was a lot of complaining. And I also found myself complaining a lot. You understand, Tef? I also found myself complaining a lot. I'm working hard and then hating certain words. But see how you hate the word pushing? Yeah. I started to hate the word local.
Right, right. Homegrown is the word.
Yeah, like I just want to use homegrown, you know what I mean? Like, and that was like 10 years ago. No, like 12 years ago, started putting the spotlight on the word homegrown a lot. And I guess I could call it station. I must salute the minister and the prime minister and everyone when it started 94.7 CBC. They must say this. I was before that, we was doing Beijing Rhythm and Raymond was pushing a lot for local music and more band people seeing local music. You find that people were saying they need local music and they started to hear the word. So they started pushing for more bar music online. And when they started the radio station, they credited no person like myself, Ron Eastman, David Davis. So I never really got a chance to spoke about it. So it must salute them for acknowledging someone like me, you know, because I was just doing it for the love of it. I didn't have no job nowhere. I mean, wasn't sponsored by anyone, wasn't in no position from no government. And you all know this is going to be true, because I'm not even say it on air, because it's a live show. And this show is also recorded and put up forever, you know. Right. So it was just the truth. It had no position from no one. It was just me, Sluggy, on my own, with my cell phone and gaining communities. Because I used to leave home, if I got on the bus fare, beg for bus fare. If I can't get there, call Ronnie, call Randy Eastman, call people like David Davis, people like Adrian Green, call my friends in law. You know what I mean? I'm doing this thing, no one is sponsoring it. You got any money? Straight like that, Tef. Straight like that. So that whole, it was doing it. So I must thank them for mentioning my name. I never dreamed in a million years that my name would get mentioned or anything like that. But like you said, I find that there was a need, man. No one wasn't doing it. But Tef, this is bigger than music, you know, bro. When it comes to us and understanding our communities and our culture and the mindset. And mainly, Barbara didn't want to get too deep, but mainly how we were all raised culturally. I find that it was more than music. So that would make me start being so bitter, start being this happy person that everyone knows, and start being this sluggy that all love know this to me. See me? It's bigger than music. So in me that people don't like, or people like me, but not liking my friends in that person, in me that my friends can't sing as good as me or whatever. This is in everything, whether it's food, we can like Frank, we can like French fries more, we like Cocoon.
Yeah.
We can like Jordans more than we like Raj Paul. You know, is or we can rock Ralph Lauren more than we rock Zone 5, even if they're the same quality and same price. So what I realized, Taffy, was it was bigger than music, and that helps personally, you know, myself to not take it personal at all, but find solutions. What drove you to focus on not just your music, right? I know you say, like, you must be inspired, but how did you know your mind, listen, I can do this when it comes to doing the interviews, when it comes to doing the conversation, because you don't like the interviews, neither the word interview, neither making from the job. Maybe having a conversation, and for me, intellectuals look there, we sit down and we confabulate, you know, we get deep. What made you say, because you know you're intellectual, but what made you say, listen, I could do this publicly?
I mean, my mom called me an intellectual. That's a big way to take. I appreciate that. That adjective.
Yeah, and our culture is education too. But what we do is education too, you know what I mean? It may not be 11 plus, it may not be CSC, and it may not be a degree. Well, for me, it's still is all education. Well, I am an educated person still, but still, that say I'm not speaking on. It's speaking about what we do is education. You can't only educate in the classroom. So you know what I mean. So we are indeed intellectuals. So what made you say you could get this tool? It could be this in public, and it's needed, because if you know, realize you're creating a serious dent in the culture, people starting to look and see what you're doing, and the conversations are needed so much. And because of you, I know about the youngster with the NFTs and who made up to $500,000. I only know about that, Tef.
Good evening, good people. A happy
Well, I guess they're working then. But
I tell you, bro, I only know. So what made you say, bam, I could do this?
Well, it was a combination of things, you know.
Yes, first, please.
The same. I actually started hitting them coming back from a trip to, I think on a trip, I went to New York and LA.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the trips too, where I recognized that people look for a scene, because, you know, on a larger scale, you would be more invested in a scene than an artist, you know?
Yeah.
A genre, a subgenre comes from a scene, not an artist.
Yes.
But realizing that coming back, and then also, it was always very, I was not the most expressive. I always tell people, I'm not really an entertainer. You might be entertained with my music, but I don't consider myself an entertainer, more artist, I guess. I just like to make the music, and you know, it turns into what it is. But I don't know if I would term myself by entertainer. The most entertaining thing about me is probably freestyling, you know. But I just figured, you know what, people want to be able to hear a little bit more from me, understand who this guy is behind the music. And at the same time, I wanted to create or add to creating a scene. And at the same time, you know, overseas, the podcast world was starting to raise. And I like to talk a lot. Anybody that knows me and anybody that links up with me, they know that, you know, I just started to get to talking about a topic and get deep into topics a lot with people. That's just generally how I am. So it just, everything just made sense to do it one time. You know, I link up with my boy JP. Shout out to JP, HP. Actually, no, I started Brunchables without him, actually. It was going to Surfer's Cafe and doing them there. And then I decided to link with JPHP. He has his own studio. Shout out to JPHP Studios. And yeah, we sat up there and we interviewed so many people, man, from over the last few years, and definitely been making a lot of impacts. My favorite interview would be CJ. I think that was my favorite interview so far to all that I did.
Yeah, that may brother Rick too, too. He's a very quiet person too. I let you. CJ will not call himself an entertainer either. CJ is very quiet and reserved as well, but he loves sitting down in the studio and just creating art.
Yeah.
That's his love. But to sit down and talk with him and to really get him to talk is a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I see exactly why you enjoy that interview. Yeah. For your mind. And we're supposed to got somebody from NTA in studio. So let me know when you all have some information for NTA ready. Because,
whenever
you know,
you're ready, Sluggy.
Like Tef, I love talking as well, especially when we get to discussing these things. And I just look at my phone and saw that you were talking about for 45 minutes already. And it feels like 5 minutes. It feels like 5 minutes, which is a beautiful thing. Yeah, I mean, we can sit down and talk for hours, Tef. So that's a good thing. Yeah, like mine's real, and we didn't even get deep yet. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pause, bro. Take this word from the NTA, because I get really passionate as well, and I know you get passionate as well when speaking about certain things that are needed. But after the NTA, I just want you to think about what you think are the areas we need to concentrate more, especially when developing young creatives. Call like you, whether they are not entertainers or not, they're at least critical. If you do a podcast, if you make a shirt, if you make a shoe, if you create a video game, create an app, you know, we are all creatives. If you do poetry, whatever, if you cut hair, we are all creatives. So I want you to just study the things that you think we need to concentrate more on to develop our young creatives, and how can we achieve those things. We can take in some words for NTI. I want to encourage Barbados to tune into training.nti.org. I must tell you about this as well, Tef. NTI came on board with us in our Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. It made me feel so good. Up to 250 courses, and the courses are all free. And it's not a system where, bro, you could like feel or teaching you to feel. It's, you can do like a 12-hour course in social media marketing, in learning to make posters, in sign language, in money management, so many different things, and got Tourism Academy, the Creative Academy, so many different academies, are up to 250 courses, and they are all free. They are all free, and it's a step-by-step process, and you can find them at training.nti.org.bb. I want to thank them so much for coming on board, and it also helps someone like me a lot. Whereas I would take up young people, you know, and train them in my area of expertise as well, which is music. My knowledge I get from BCC, London College of Music, Police Band, and from being on the street, because I enjoy the best of both worlds. I don't hide from it. So my knowledge I get from there, I would try to help develop the youngsters. But where people in Antigua could come on board, and I have a place where I can send them that structured, you understand? But free, Tef. FREE. I think that's a beautiful thing for Barbadians, especially the youth. So I must salute the NTA. I really appreciate it. And let's hear a word from the NTA, bro.
Good evening, good people. A happy February to you. You know February is considered a month of love, Valentine's month. It's also the month we single out in Barbados to show love to our ancestral heritage and history. That's right, it's African Heritage Month.
You're not hearing it?
You know we are about that love of self and love of others and love of history and heritage all year round, but this is just a month we might talk about it a little bit.
Okay, you guys go back to your discussion. I'm going to see what I can get done here. It was playing here, so just give me a few minutes.
Well, you okay? No problem. You were signaling, let me know when you're ready.
No problem at all, Sluggy.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready. Nice, sweet. I guess getting a message from NTA too. Hey, Sluggy, great conversation in blockchain and cryptocurrency. Thank you to the NTA. They're locked on Tef, which is a beautiful thing. So thank you for enjoying the conversation. So far, the young man's name is Tef Hinkson, an artist and a creative, and you also have a series out on YouTube. So I already encourage everyone that work with me to check out my young people. Not all, like the Extremely Real on radio, so not every young person you hear me talk to that I will tell you all to go and check out, you can all work with them. Not saying all aren't brilliant, all are, but it's not all. You officially put your stamp on it will help everybody, but helping everyone and putting your stamp on everyone is two completely different things, Tef. I am open to every single one, having a conversation with everyone. But in everyone, they put my stamp on, everyone they judge, and they mark very hard. But NTI, y'all can check out Tef Hinkson and his series, extremely brilliant and a good following. I also saw he was doing something with Slammer as well, which he thought was a great thing for such a popular platform, but bringing enlightenment and artists to that platform, that was very, very, very good. But I wanted to answer quickly before we get the message from the NTA. What are some of the areas you think we could focus more on when it comes to youth and their development in our creative space? Some of the areas you think we can focus more on, and how can we improve them?
I could probably think about three areas.
That's good. Three areas is good.
So I think in firstly, education.
Yes.
So we pretty much have a school system that sets up everybody for the standard career. So if you want to be an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor, from primary school to secondary to tertiary and onwards, you got a path there for yourself. If that's what you want to pursue, you could pursue it. Once you get the funds that you need, you can get through it. If you want to be, we still live in an age where people don't look at the arts as a job. Where in the larger world, that's probably one of the most thriving industries that there is. But for some reason, Barbados looks at it weird, The entertainers are the last to get dealt with in the pandemic. Continue on, can keep going. But even in general, if somebody asks you what you're doing, you say, as an artist or as a musician or the general person in the back of the mind, they don't take it that serious,
Nah, it's still the stigma. We can stick a pin there. I just got a message saying it was playing perfectly. You can play the message from the NTI again. Barbados, this is the NTI. Go ahead, VOB 92.9.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Good evening, good people. A happy February to you. February is considered the month of love, Valentine's month. It's also the month we single out in Barbados to show love to our ancestral heritage and history. That's right, it's African Heritage Month. Yes, I know we are about that love of self and love of others and love of history and heritage all year round, but this is just a month we might talk about it a little bit more. You understand me? Well, right now we are talking about loving yourself with a gift that will last a lifetime. A gift that no one can take away. The gift of growth, the gift of learning, the gift of education. The National Transformation Initiative has a mega lucky dip of gifts for all Barbadians in the form of free, that's right, you heard me correctly, free courses from the world's top provider of online education, Coursera. Through the NTA and Coursera partnership, you now have free access to hundreds of online courses that will keep you up to date in a world that is changing at an incredible rate. And it ain't that hard to keep up though, As long as you have access to information and education, and now you have that access, and though education in common sense is only common sense to take advantage of this amazing opportunity. Free online courses. Go to training.nti.org.bb. Training.nti.org.bb. Look and see what they have there to offer. All kind of courses in all kind of areas. Let me look at one or two. Right now, technology taking over. If you don't stay on top of the tech is going to drop on top of you sudden and crushingly. Fortunately, NTI and Coursera have a number of courses that will bring you up to speed if you are behind, or get you ahead of the curve if you are already on top of the technology. Courses like Programming for Everybody. That's the name of the course, Programming for Everybody. This course aims to teach everyone the basics of computer programming. The course has no prerequisites and avoids all but the simplest mathematics. Anyone with basic computer experience should be able to master the materials in this course. And once a student completes the course, they will be ready to take more advanced programming courses. But still, technology is not all there is to life. And with all the time we spend on our devices, there are other aspects of life that we need to make sure we sharpen and we don't fall short in. The course called Emotional and Social Intelligence is a must for everybody, especially in these times of stress and uncertainty when people might be a little tense or on edge. This course helps you to develop the knowledge and skills to navigate through life with greater ease and poise, especially in the workplace where you may have difficult situations and people that you can't avoid. When the situation and people get difficult, you have to get emotionally and socially intelligent and learn to deal. And yes, these are skills that you can learn and grow. And NTI and Coursera are providing you with the opportunity to learn and grow at your own pace, in your own place, free of cost, with one of the world's leading providers of online courses and education. The courses are short, sweet, and well-designed. Don't delay any longer. This opportunity will not last forever. Go to training.nti.org.bb. Go and get it, go-getter, 'cause you're never too good to get better.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Slug, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. I was just listening. Turn on my phone. I'm ready to listen. Very interesting indeed. Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Adrian. And like Adrian said, they are free. Yeah, Black History Month. I don't have my reservations about Black History Month, but still, I appreciate it a lot.
I see where you're coming from there, Sluggy, though. I have to interrupt. Yeah.
You're not interrupting, bro. this is us. This is our show, bro. Not me. Whoever in the chair, me at home, or whoever on the Zoom with us, this our show. But for me, the Black History Month is just rub me funny, especially when so much things can be attributed to us when it comes to invention and creation and moving, even when it comes to culture, like our culture, you know what I mean? Like Black history is dominant culture all over the world. Other cultures look at what we're doing, you know, mimic what we're doing and then make it big. You can even look at someone like Elvis Presley, you know, like they had Black artists like Fats Domino, and Elvis Presley was sing over Fats Domino songs, and every spring we get bigger singing over Fats Domino songs. We always have been the culture. So I ain't know if I don't know. And when I say don't know, being completely honest, I honestly don't know if I like the Black History Month, but I will celebrate it with every single thing in me because I try to live it all 365 days. We already have 400 years to catch up on, which I think personally we will not get back, can't get back, because time gone can never be received again, can never be retaken, can never live over. So we're already so far behind. To just give you a month and just focus on us for a month, it's feel funny. So for you, what are you saying? How you feel away as well with your takes on it?
For me, it's kind of deep in terms of
go ahead
being limited. Period.
Yes.
I think every day should be Love Day, personally, Sluggy. You know what I mean? Every day should be Planet History Day, period. And yeah, Planet yeah, Present yeah. Day. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
So to
sure.
limit it to a day, to a month it's not good in my opinion. You know?
it feels strange. And it's good when we as men, especially we are all Black men too, which is good. So we can afford to talk about it because we are experiencing it. You understand me? Yeah. So it won't be anything that we saying that can possibly rub anyone wrong with, because I'm a black man speaking about my experience as a black man and how I feel as a black man. And people seem to think I'm smart. So I'm glad to get to say these things. But if you think I'm smart yesterday, I can't be foolish today. Hmm. You understand? Yeah. So for me, I'd be honest, people, and we'll be know that if it's one thing in me, it's gonna be too honest. But I don't know how I feel about it. But I push it hard because for me, I don't want to seem like I'm pushing against it either. Because I still can't be, I still don't want to be like adversarial source.
Understood.
So yeah, funny.
Realistically though, if you look at it in a realistic way, you can get more than one black person every day of the year who's contributed to this planet.
I tell you, to
squeeze it into a month is pretty limited, you know?
I tell you, especially where the places where who come up, who try to push these things, like for me, like America, you know, black people build America, you know, black people made America what America is, you know, the land of the free, they say. Well,
in reality, you know, America is really European people who came to that area of the world and found what we know as American Indians.
Yes.
And those American Indians didn't even originate from America, as we call it. So, you know, the history of the planet is really interesting, and it's something that I once read a speech from Haile Selassie, not a speech, an interview, with a guy called Dr. Oswald Hoffman.
Yes.
He said, one of the first things I would tell any young person is to seek secular knowledge. And I was young when I read it, and I thought to myself, what does secular mean? And when I looked into it, secular means worldly, historical.
Yes.
Find out more about why you're here, what is here, how it came here, how we came to this point, period. You know, there's so much out there, Sluggy.
Yeah. No. I feel you, bro. There's so much. And like you said, when you ask those questions and you seek that knowledge, sometimes it's a chilling feeling, because there's a lot of things we discover about ourselves. And let me search history. It is for me, Sluggy, Kevin Watson. When I start doing this exploring test, I learned so many things about myself when seeking history, bro. Like certain ways I feel, certain things I believe, certain things I question, when I search history there. Oh, that is probably why I think that way, where we get this thinking from, being searching history. So it's really, really important. Yeah. So, Tef,
I just want to interrupt you 1 second, Sluggy, because I want to bring it into because this program has been very eye-opening for me as a mature person listening to NTFs and cryptocurrency. Yeah. And I think it's been really, really interesting. I'm going to go home and check it out for sure. So please continue.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no problem. When you go home, and I appreciate that. And that way, level book, person like yourself, Ronnie, my brethren, Daddy Bass, person like that, Kiashi, you know, this Alvin Topping, a certain person that we were on here with that will always honestly go and check it out, you know, and see what's going on with it and see how it could be used to benefit others. So I just want to let you know, I appreciate that.
No problem.
You listen to the conversation, because you don't have to listen. You don't have to.
You know, I gained a lot of knowledge, my friend, and you know, life is about gaining knowledge. And this is the future, and the future is now. So I'm loving it.
No, like for real. So bigger Tef for that as well. Like Tef, you were saying about some of the ways you think that we can focus on when it comes to young creatives and development. And the reason why I wanted to speak on those things, because thankfully we are blessed that they do listen. I can't say it any longer, man. They don't listen to we. They don't care what we say. I can't say that, because they do listen. They do implement things. They will even ask questions. And when they say they, I mean necessarily government or a Ministry of Culture or the public by large. So it must salute the NCF as well for being forward thinking, like working with yourself. I did work with the NCF as well. I'm sure I can do lots more work with them, but myself and my young person. So we must salute the NCF for being forward thinking and working with us, coming on board and doing projects with us. You know, we can't take it for granted. So salute to the NTF and the NTA and all these organizations that will reach out to us and, you know, lend a helping hand whatever way they can. Salute to them.
Yeah, man. I haven't done a ton of work with the NCF before, but I find since the pandemic, especially through Ashley Dale a lot. A whole lot has been done.
She's a great lady too. Yeah, she's a great lady too. Ashley Dale, my big Ashley. It did work with her as well. Beijing Songbird and so on. So big Ashley and Auntie Carol Roberts Reefer. So he was
tapping into funding and stimulating a lot of the aspects, which is part of this same conversation we have, many things that need to be focused on, right?
Yes.
So we were talking about education.
Yes, please.
We were talking about how if you have a regular career, if you're aiming towards a more standard career, like lawyer, doctor, accountant, you have a path, you know, from the time you go to primary school, you learn your general knowledge on life and maths and English and your science, you come up to school, then you choose a career somewhere around third form. Now you get into the career day situation, and you make your first big decision towards what you want to do. And then you go into tertiary and you can focus more and specialize more. And then by the time you get out, you got the opportunity to get a job, right? Whereas people would report to Rihanna, baby, but wouldn't but if somebody asks you what you're doing, you say you're R&B singer, it's like, oh, but what do you really do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though there are all these examples of all these things, even though I could just tell you that Halik Mall, a Beijing in his 20s, rap artist, bigger than just a rap artist, he's a producer, he does a lot of different stuff, he's a musical curator of sorts.
Yes.
Like, to just make $480,000 off four songs. And these songs featuring like Chief Din and Jakarta and thing, you know, like this is real Beijing music. So, we're gonna, before the conversation ends, I'm gonna tell you again where you can go online and check out the information on the NFTs and such. But right now we are
talking about
the three things that I said could affect that we need to focus on if you're talking about developing the creative industry in Barbados. So,
I guess personally from your observation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so continuing on the same education. So say I'm a visual artist, or say I sing. Or let's say, you know, 3D artists, they probably got a little bit more going on for them because, you know, that ties into interior design and whatnot. But generally for artists, dancer, singer, you name it, visual artists, there is no structure that when you leave, you could say, boom, I am entering this world of other artists and money is made this way, or have different specialties going on, specialization areas going on. I could go to tertiary and boom, automatically I'll be able to make money. So I think what we need to do is just create a little bit more structure around the syllabus coming from primary all the way up. People like the NCF who are doing a wonderful job right now, entities like that, they have to look at more long-term structuring. You know, we do a lot of workshops in Barbados, which are great, you know, and put on even events where people could showcases would be where a lot of those things go on. But I feel like we need a more long-term structure that you could really tap in and be able to be guided from a kid to adulthood into how I will be the best painter that I can be and make steady money, how I could be the best dance hall artist that I could be and come up and make money, how I could be the best performance dancer, you know, all the different ways of arts. I think we need more focus on that. So just conversations need to be had. I see that we're doing away with some of the traditional schooling. I think in the as we redesign that, we should be considering things like that. I would definitely like to be a part of that conversation if we could.
Gentlemen, it's 27 minutes before 8 o'clock. We got to wrap up in the next few minutes. Bye. So your final thoughts and comments.
So final thoughts. I can take this from you, Sluggy, because I know I had a lot to say and I can't. So I'll just mention the two other things quickly, which would be we just need to develop the same thing before I made that last one. We need to concert the Caribbean more, you know?
Yes.
Back in the day, what's his name? Jackie Opal and all them, and Richard Stone. They used to fly boat and get Antigua at this place and the next
before.
So we only got 300,000 people here. It's only so much money that could be made if so many people are artists. So we do have to look at the Caribbean as a territory. And lastly, I would say the education on digital assets, the world that is now crypto, etc. Got people making tons of money. Do not look at it. Do not be You know, there were a lot of schemers that came with the pyramid schemes and the blessing circle. Don't worry about that. That's not attached to this stuff. Learn about crypto for yourself. I understand that that is a future. You got people making real money direct without having a middleman, setting their own businesses. And I will lastly say you could go to the NCF Barbados, their channel, look for Chill with Teff, that's T-E-F-F, and you will see the four episodes. The first one was Chantel Lynn, second was Zoe Osborne, third with Halik Mall, and the fourth is coming with Oliver Gale. And learn about NFTs. They mentioned a bit about the metaverse in there and some more about crypto, so get yourself affiliated.
Yes, bro, and listen. Yes, and listen, I'm letting you know early, I like to do these conversations in two, because especially if you have persons, and me, myself, I'd be fairly knowledgeable already, and it's also research. A lot of times they don't have to, but it's also research, and it'd be fairly knowledgeable, so the conversations can go on, because we have a lot of solutions, that way I love about them. So it just, not even ask you on air. I'm letting you know this can't be a one-part conversation because it's very much needed. And I'm getting hundreds of texts, Steph. People really saying they would love to have this conversation.
$480,000. That $480,000 is real, sorry, bros, you know.
It does. So I just let you know, if you're doing that next Saturday, we'd love to continue this conversation, 6:30 p.m. We're going to be 92.9. If you have any engagements, you're open to the next available Saturday that you are available.
We will talk off air and I will let you know.
No, for sure. And listen, Teff, I really appreciate you, bro. I appreciate the convo. It's such a blessing where you can talk for an hour or hours and not realize. I want to thank my brother on the inside for accommodating us and giving me extra time and letting you know I don't ever take it for granted. People, the NTI, visit training.nti.org. We also got a beginner's course from Duke University entitled Blockchain Business Models. Listen, we also got a course free from Duke University entitled Blockchain Business Models. Approximately 16 hours. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. This is the nation's number one station. This is your favorite uncle, you know. Vote for me for Activist of the Year. GoingOnAwards.com. Well, yeah, BHM Radio, my right? Vote, yeah. Vote for plug, me for, plug, Teff. Take your time, my plug.
Album of the Year.
Yes.
Hip-hop Artist of the Year.
Yes.
R&B Song of the Year.
Listen, right. Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. Album of the Year. Hip-hop Artist of the Year. And R&B Song of the Year. Teff. Yeah. Hinson, my brother, thank you very much. My brother on the inside in the studio.
All the best.
I appreciate you. Have a wonderful evening. Yeah, Sam, love to you, bro.
Evening, Barbados.
All the best.